It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Hop Monk Drive Brew Ha Ha. And, of course, her Linda is here along with Mark Carpenter. And we're going to be featuring Seismic Brewing again today. They've been in about a year ago. It's good to see them all, and they do good work. But first, we're going to talk to Dr. Robert Eiler. He's been with us many times. He's Dean of the School of Extended and International Education at Sonoma State, Professor of Economics and Director of the Center for Regional Economic Analysis at Sonoma State. And they can't fit all that on his business card. I think it's very large, his business card. Rob, good to talk to you again. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Dr. Eiler.
Thank you. How are you guys doing? Thank you.
We're good. So, okay. You are also, I guess, head of the brewery thing at Sonoma State, the craft beer?
Yeah, the craft beer program is under my umbrella as the Dean of Extended International Education.
Very cool. And that started when, a year or so ago?
It actually started 3 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's been, I mean, I know time flies, but yeah, it's been about 3 years now that we first thought of this program, and then it, I kind of inherited the beginnings of it when I became dean.
Nice. You've been at Sonoma State for quite a while, right?
Yes, 23 years.
That's quite a while.
Yeah.
So tell everyone, explain what it is, all that stuff I said about the Dean of the School of Extended and International Education, et cetera. Explain everything that you do at Sonoma State.
So, yeah, in a nutshell, we do basically four main things. One is we run degree programs that they don't run otherwise at Sonoma State, and we do that by extending the campus throughout our region, including Lake, Mendocino, Marin, Napa, Solano, and Sonoma counties. We run international programs in terms of intensive English language programs, and when visiting students come from other countries, they come through us. We have our OSHA lifelong learning program and a kids program during the summer. And but we mainly do our workforce development programs, like the craft beer program, and our summer and winter offerings to help students graduate faster. So the beer program is part of our what we call our professional and non-credit programming.
You also serve on the board of directors of Redwood Credit Union, who I've been a member there for about 20 years. Great
yep,
organization.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So... Before we talk more about beer and the program, looking at this since the fires, 7 months now, give us your take on Sonoma County's economic situation trying to recover from all this.
Sure. There's sort of three big items that I tell people when they ask this question. The first one is that we're still trying to sort out how we're going to rebuild, the speed, the magnitude, the resources we're going to need to get her done. Some of this has started, which has been good. The county is slowly seeing permits pulled in the unincorporated portion of the county to rebuild. So that part is trucking along, and we kind of, I think from a, it's hard as an economist to say this, but I think we, from a sort of a visual qualitative standpoint, we really need to see some houses going up. So it's good that that movement is going. So that's kind of part one, and it looks like we're positively moving there. The second, however, is a little bit less positive, and that is we haven't got complete clarity about whether or not we're going to see all the insurance money come in enough to allow people the choice of whether or not to rebuild or not. In some cases, they may not have a choice to rebuild, and they may have to just take a cut of the money and go some other place.
Yeah,
or end
which
up
is
sort
a shame.
Of, you know, reallocating their lives, if you will. And so that issue is going to linger probably for a few more years until it's finally settled somehow, but the FEMA money runs out, I believe, next April in terms of acting as bridge financing for folks
right.
on the rental side. So the next 12 months are going to be very precarious in terms of just sort of guiding people down. And then the final stop is on labor. So what the fires will do, if we do see some construction over the summer that really starts to gather some momentum, is that we're going to have some wild competition between cannabis construction and wineries and even breweries to put it all together. And so labor might be very, very scarce come September.
Wow. That's a little frightening.
It is, but, you know, it's in a place that's relatively agricultural, still, it's not that unheard of when you have this much labor reallocation. But, you know, rising wages will help a lot of that. And we just have to expect that wages might have to increase to make that happen, though in some cases the labor is relatively specialized.
Yeah. Wow. We just had Santa Rosa Fire Chief Tony Gosner and Paul Lowenthal, Assistant Fire Marshal, in the studio talking about the continuing fire danger that we all have to deal with. And it's not just October or November or whatever. It's year-round, and we're coming into the summer season. So yeah. it's everyone's got to be heads up here.
Yeah, and notice I didn't say anything about tourism, because I think at the end of the day, we're going to be okay there. The key, I think, you know, for better or for worse, and Lake County is a microcosm of this issue, is that, you know, Lake County's had basically 3 years in a row of some fire catastrophe, where 2015 right. was the big one.
Yeah.
Last year was a relatively big one, and the middle was not that big, but still, we need to kind of have 1 year where we're basically clear of any major fire issue in this area to sort of cleanse ourselves of the issue in the short term. We'll see how it goes.
We're talking to Dr. Robert Eiler, Dean of the School of Extended and International Education at Sonoma State, Professor of Economics and Director of the Center for Regional Economic Analysis. He, as Dean now, is also working with the craft beer program over at Sonoma State. Herlinda is part of that. I'll let you say hi to Rob Eiler.
Hey, Dr. Eiler. Yeah, I am.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
I am good. I am the program coordinator for the Sonoma State craft beer program, which will be focusing a little bit more on the business of beer in the coming, the next class that we do. But one of the reasons why I invited Dr. Eiler on the program was because beer was a big part of fundraising and hopefully recovery and tourism and the economics of, like, during the fire, you know, Russian River and Bear started the Sonoma Pride beer going all around the world. People were selling this beer, making this beer, and trying to raise money for us. And I just thought it was very interesting, and also how you think of beer with tourism and ongoing economics for Sonoma County after the fires.
No, absolutely. I mean, in the wine industry did some of this, too. We really saw our major industries locally rally around in the community, and they were just really reflections of the community and showed you how closely tied local business is to the local residents. It's something that, you know, as we progress out of this, it'll be intriguing to see how the labor market issue affects the choice of expansion or contraction of some of the entrepreneurial breweries that are popping up here and there. That's one of the fears I have, is that that might happen. But one of the positive aspects of it is it might be that as we see some reallocation of people and businesses, that breweries find this area as a potential place of opportunity, and we see an expansive effort over the next few years.
Well, that would be really good. So I look at, you know, the beer people are the best people. They really are. And we've got
no radio hosts are the best people.
Well, we get to drink beer on the radio, so that's kind of an added bonus right there. But Seismic, who we have in the studio today, they actually did a Sonoma Pride beer as well. So I'm going to want to have you on one day with Christopher Jackson, who is the owner of Seismic Brewing. And he would love to go head-to-head talking with you about economics of beer soon. So hopefully we can get you back in and maybe in the studio one day for that and get a beer in your hand maybe.
Good.
Dr. Robert Eiler from Sonoma State University. Rob, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll do it again.
Thanks, Dr. Eiler.
Sounds good, folks. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Seismic Brewing is here. We're going to talk to them. They've got a lot of stuff going on here, and we will talk about that in just a few moments.
I brought you something from Tennessee, from Nashville.
That's right. You were just in Nashville.
I wanted to bring you something from Tootsie's.
Well, you sent me the photo of your beer in a Tootsie's glass from Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. Before she went to Nashville, I said, you got to go to Tootsie's.
And I went to Robert's Western Wear, too, on Broadway. Oh, my God.
I didn't get to go there when I was there.
Anthony was there, too.
Yeah, I'm really
bummed. The Seismic crew was down there in Nashville. That's a fun town.
Yeah, it's a great town. So thank you for the Johnny Cash Museum postcard.
The Man in Black.
Seismic, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, dude.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Tell everyone the history of Seismic and everything about Seismic, and then after the break we'll get into more of this stuff that you're doing.
I'll take my best shot. So, Seismic, we're a Santa Rosa brewery. We try our best to make world-class beers in the most sustainable fashion. We got some of the best brewers in the world working for us. I like to call them the Golden State Warriors of Brewing, because these guys have such great pedigree. Got guys from some of the best local breweries around working very hard for us.
Now, where is Seismic? Where are you located?
Southwest Santa Rosa. So off of Duke and Dutton. It's very like kind of like the Roseland area.
Oh, the Duke of Dutton. Yeah, he'll be at the royal wedding.
Yeah, actually, that's our next beer. It's called the Duke of Manor coming out.
Nice.
Coming out next month.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Our one-year anniversary will be May 19th.
Wow.
That's the day we sold our first commercial beer off of our big system.
So. And you have, is it like a brew pub with food?
No brew pub. So right off the bat, we wanted to focus on quality. And so we started to just focus in on the production side of things, dial in our system, dial in our beers. And I feel like we have a pretty good grasp on that now. So we're about to open up a brew pub in Sebastopol in the Barlow.
Yay.
You know where that is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So in the Barlow.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Oh, we're excited.
Yeah.
Sebastopol has just welcomed us with open arms. So we should be opening that around September. Fingers crossed, September.
All right. Herlinda brought in some food as she is wont to do. This looks like a little piece of roadkill with cream cheese on it.
Actually,
what is it?
Anthony brought this.
Yeah, let me tell you about that. So real quickly, we have a beer dinner series we're working on, and it kicks off tomorrow. So the next 3 weeks, we're going to be doing beer and food pairing dinners and events all over Sonoma County, starting off tomorrow at the Charles Schultz Museum.
Wow.
But what you have right there is it's called a beef gibis. And I got that from Mateo's in Healdsburg.
One of my dear friends.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we love him.
That guy's commitment to his food and cuisine is paralleled to our commitment to our beer and processes. So what you have in front of you is a beef gibis using Progressive Pastures beef. And what he does is he rehydrates the wheat, mixes it with the beef into a ball, deep fries it, and then makes a slit in top and adds kind of like a yogurt that's got all these like Mexican Yucatan spices.
Wow.
And then he tops that off with these like cured red onions that have been spiced with like cinnamon. So we recommend pairing that beer right there with our liquefaction Kolsch.
That's what we're drinking right now.
You're drinking it right now.
It's a great beer, too. We could be sitting in a pub in Cologne right now.
Woo!
This is a fabulous beer.
High compliments. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, very cool. We're going to take our break, and then we got more food to taste and beers to taste. And Anthony's here from Seismic. You guys are really doing this up. This is huge, man.
Thank you. We're trying.
And we want to talk about all of it, and we will. Mark Carpenter, of course, who started in 71 at Anchor in San Francisco, my co-host in What's On Your Mind, Sir?
Right now, it's just this beer. I'm enjoying my Thursday afternoon as usual with a great beer. I love these shows.
Yeah,
we got to talk World Beer Cup a little bit, too, because couple of Santa Rosa breweries won big time at World Beer Cup.
Was that the Nashville thing?
Yeah.
Denver thing?
Nashville. So it was World Beer Cup, which is every 2 years. It was the Craft Brewers Conference. But every 2 years they have the World Beer Cup, which, Mark, you've judged that too, right?
No, I never have done the World Beer Cup.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, GABF, Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Right, but our own Third Street Ale Works won.
All right. It is The Drive Brouhaha with Mark Carpenter and Herlinda. Our guest today is Anthony from Seismic Brewing. I got a text and a Facebook post saying Seismic rocks. They love you, man.
Well, we can't do brouhaha without congratulating some Santa Rosa breweries that won big time at World Beer Cup. Our own Third Street Ale Works, which is across from Willoughby's, one of our sponsors.
Yep.
They won for their Annadel Pale Ale. They won a gold. And that's an English-style pale ale.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I'll have to get down there and give it a
try. Yeah, and then Cooperage, which is right by my house. I love Cooperage. And they won gold with their Cultivating Mass, which is an American-style imperial stout. So I'd like to raise a glass to Santa Rosa Breweries.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
This was in Nashville.
Nashville. oh boy, everybody was hungover watching these awards, but there was some serious cheering from a lot of people knew Santa Rosa and were cheering for Santa Rosa for all kinds of reasons, of course. And I think some of the biggest cheers were for the Santa Rosa breweries
one. Without a doubt. Probably coming from the Seismic crew. We were loud.
Well, if you're going to have a brewery in Santa Rosa, there's a lot of tough competition. You got to make good beer. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Mark, first, let me, Anthony, tell us about this beer, and then I'll have Mark tell me why like it so much.
Well, you got in your glasses the Namazu OPA.
And, Namazu?
Namazu, yeah. It's,
what does that mean?
It's a mythological catfish, as you can see on the can.
Of course it is.
Attributed to causing all the seismic earthquake activity in the world. It's Japanese myth. Mm-hmm. So this thing breaks free from the seafloor and you whacks its tail and causes tsunamis.
You call it an OPA, which not an IPA, but what does OPA mean?
Exactly. Oat pale ale. So we add a little bit of flaked oats in the mash to kind of plush out the beer, round out the body.
I like that.
Not necessarily for flavor at all, just for kind of body and texture.
It's got a lot of that. Mark, have you heard of oat?
Oh, yeah. It's used in a lot of beers, but this is a very nice one. The it's a real pale ale. People might think, well, it's OPA, but it's not the bitterness of an IPA. It's a very nice bitterness of a pale ale.
Well, Anthony said something about a pale ale, and you know me.
Yeah.
I love my pale ale, and I'm not huge on IPAs.
And 4.8% alcohol, which, you know, I like. My elbow goes at that rate, that the more the alcohol, the better.
Yeah.
And so it's a nice beer.
Thank you.
And available besides...
Willoughby's.
Locally, Willoughby's, all the Oliver's markets here in town.
Probably, of course, Bottle Barn.
Oh, yeah, definitely at Bottle Barn. Pretty much all the local markets. A few Safeways out here as well, but local guys support us big time.
Yeah, nice hoppiness. It's a kind of a mix of mainly fruity hops, but it's got some Cascade in there for that piney taste. It's a nice beer.
Yeah,
it's a nice mouthfeel to it. This is a good festival beer, being a little lower alcohol, but you're getting tons of flavor, not... It's definitely not a light beer, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you get like that big hop aromatic on the nose, but it's very light, nice body.
Yep.
It's just a beautiful summer beer for sure.
All right, Seismic is doing a beer dinner series. Wow, you guys are busy with this. I can't. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's called Breakfast for Dinner at the Charles Schulz Museum. Drink, draw, and dine at the Schulz Museum after dark. Explain that there, buddy.
Well, before he does, I just want to say it proves that beer is not for breakfast anymore.
Oh, man, we're so excited about that event. So, it's basically they're going to have the KJ Culinary team in-house serving up some amazing food paired with our beers. One of the entrees I'm really excited about is their fried chicken and waffles covered with sage honey, which we're going to pair with our limited release. It's called Halt Hammerzeit, which means stop hammer time. And that is a German, it's an IPL. So we lager ferment it, so Bohemian Pilsner malt. We dry hop it with some very cool German hops called Ariana and Kalista. Gives it this beautiful like lemongrass, lemon verbena, sage quality. So that's getting paired with the chicken. They got chorizo and potato breakfast burrito paired with our Shattercone IPA. All kinds of fun stuff. They're going to have a fire pit. They're going to have a cartoonist there showing you how to draw Charlie Brown cartoons. It should be a really fun event.
And that's Justin Wrangler, your chef, doing that, right?
Yes, that's the KJ.
He's a Drive Hall of Famer and in with us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So this is tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa. Then you got May 15th, you're doing a thing at John Ash. Starting at 6:30, it's a food and beer pairing dinner. The sous chef at John Ash, Danny Giolomo, has created a whole menu for this. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're over the moon about this beer dinner that we're doing with John Ash. We've been working with them for the past, I don't know, 2-3 months on developing the right menu to pair with our beers. Danny's like dedicated to just getting off the rails with styles, not just your typical beer pairing dinner, you know, not doing like stout for desserts, which is great, but he's getting very weird. So like one of the food dishes that he's pairing with our beer is he's doing this kind of strawberry tropical fruit sorbet with some kind of balsamic, and he's pairing that with our Megathrust IPA, which is like all azaka, very tropical mango passion fruit from a beer, and he's getting that in his orbet, and he's just getting very, very unique in style with the beer dinner. So, yeah, that's John Ash next week on Tuesday. We're really excited about that one.
You need to go to seismicbrewing.com to look at all this stuff that they're
doing. How did they get tickets?
Yeah, so if you want to get tickets, you can go to either our Facebook page. There's an event page on there, and you can find the link to the brown paper tickets link. You can also go to John Ash website, and they probably have a link on there as well. But if you go to brown paper tickets, type in John Ash, then you'll find... you'll find the link to get the tickets there.
All right. And also, again, you can go to seismicbrewing.com. All right. Tomorrow is the Breakfast for Dinner event at the Charles Schultz Museum, May 15th at John Ash. And then May 21st at 6 p.m., you're going to be at my friend's Cocina Latina in Healdsburg. Our friend Mateo. Talk about that one.
Oh, my God. Mateo is so committed to his cuisine.
It parallels
our commitment to beers. This guy, down to the cured onion that he tops off his tostadas with, this guy, he gets down. His commitment to cuisine is awesome. So what we have in our hands right now is a pan de cazón empanada, and we're pairing that with our Mega Thrust IPA.
You going to crack that open?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on one second for the listeners out there.
Mega what?
Mega Thrust. It's our draft
thrust.
Only thrust.
Gotcha.
It's our draft only IPA, composed of primarily Mosaic and Azaka hops, which tend to have like a very tropical mango, passion fruit, aromatic and flavor profile. Oh. And paired with this pan de cazón, it's an empanada, but it's got this slow roasted rock cod capers, and it's stuffed in the empanada. This empanada is made out of a blue corn masa, and it's deep fried and topped with a very light tomato habanero sauce. It's very, very pleasant, and paired with our Omega Thrust, it's just going to be out of control.
It's delicious.
And Mateo's, there's going to be like six or seven different tapas to go with all of our beers. Our brewmaster is going to be at that event.
Nice.
To talk
Andy?
About the beers. Andy. Hoop Nasty will be there. don't tell him I said that.
Mark, your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, again, all these beers are fantastic. And this one,
and they all pair great with food.
Yes,
foods,
yes. Right? This one, yeah, it is, you know, regular IPA bitterness. 65, so it's not too high. Very enjoyable. And 7.5 alcohol. And with Cascade Hops, Simcoe, Mosaic, and some great hops to make a great IPA.
So good. So I wanted to talk about also, so Seismic is doing, they're not just another brewery, not just another, like, you're not new anymore, but you guys are doing everything really sustainable. You're doing, you know, water recycling with the Cambrian system. And tell us a little bit about that as well, because I've actually been up there. It's a beautiful brewery. Mark, you'd love it. It's super clean, you know, beautiful.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
That's early on. I know Christopher and Andy early on decided that we weren't only going to just make beer, but we were also going to try to make beer in the most sustainable way, right? There's so much technology out there that we can utilize in the brewery that a lot of breweries aren't doing. So one of the things that we have, I call it the crown jewel of the brewery, is our water reclamation unit. It's called the Cambrian EcoVolt Mini. And basically what it allows us to do is just recycle all of our brewery wastewater. We don't actually use this water for brewing. We use it for cleaning, sanitizing, things like that. As you guys all know, there takes a lot of water to make beer, right? The industry average right now is something like 5 to 7 gallons of water to make 1 gallon of beer. Right?
No kidding.
Our mission, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No joke. So our mission is to get it down to 2 gallons of water to 1 gallon of beer. And last I checked, we were at just under 3 gallons of water to 1 gallon of beer. So we're
marketed at Anchor in all your experience. I mean,
Anchor, when I left there, we were down to the 5 gallons range. But when I started there, it was like 10 gallons plus. It was just, you know, water was available. And so you just use a lot of water to make beer.
So like 10 gallons of water to make 1 gallon,
one gallon of beer?
Holy crap.
And over the years, you know, everybody's just had to become much more efficient. And Anchor certainly has.
Wow. All right. Again, these events are coming up this month with Seismic. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Charles Schultz Museum. May 15th, beginning at 6:30 at John Ash, a food and beer pairing dinner. And May 21st, beginning at 6, at our friend Mateo's Cocina Latina in Healdsburg. I love this on the site. And by the way, you got to go to seismicbrewing.com to find out everything they're doing and follow what they're doing with these dinners and such, the beer dinner series. I love this. Our seismic mission is to brew uniquely flavorful, outstanding craft beer while rewriting the books on sustainable brewing. We love beer. We love living in Sonoma County. Anthony, talk about the sustainability part of what you folks do.
Yeah, so we have a guy on site. Shout out to my boy, Pat Delves. He is our sustainability coordinator. Pretty much all, he lives and breathes sustainability. And when Andy and Christopher and Pat were designing the brewery, soup to nuts, I mean, everything through and through is sustainable as processed down to our Cambrian, which I talked about a little bit earlier. We got simple heat exchangers that save us a lot of energy throughout the brewery. We have pretty awesome insulation throughout the brewery.
Geek alert, what's a heat exchanger, either one of you guys?
Well, a heat exchanger simply is you take you can use it in many conditions, but the most common in the brewery is when you're taking your hot wort after it comes out of the kettle, and you got to cool it to go into the fermenters. You send it through a heat exchanger, which passes hot wort past cold water. And so you wind up with cool wort, and
exactly.
You wind up with a lot of hot water.
Exactly.
And you store that hot water for brewing. And then you can find heat exchanges other places in the breweries outside of the boiler for sometimes for making steam. There's lots of uses, but the main one is for hot wort to cold to
exactly.
Hot water.
On the nose. In this case, we have several heat exchangers, but the big one is glycol. So we're passing glycol.
Which glycol makes things cold.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. And then down to our cans. I mean, we find that cans are a much better vessel for beer, right? They don't allow as much dissolved oxygen inside the beer. They also don't allow any light penetration. And they're just a much more renewable resource, right?
Your thoughts, Mark, on the can versus
bottles? Oh, I love the can. I love the can. For one thing, it's a lot easier to carry out of the bar or the liquor store. But no. The can is a fabulous package. Obviously, no light will get in, and it's the lowest oxygen container in most breweries. That it's a lot easier to keep low oxygen in the can, or more so than the bottle. And it's that oxygen that ages the beer in the can or bottle. So, no, the can's a fabulous package.
Totally. Thank you. We believe that, too. I mean, shelf stability. You know, you want fresh beer for longer, right?
So that's it.
Less oxygen, the better.
So you can
and
get
they
your
cool
beers.
Quicker.
You can get the beers at one of our favorite places, Willoughby's.
Yep.
And they actually have a couple events going on tonight. Sojourn Cellars is doing a tasting at Willoughby's. Downtown Santa Rosa on 3rd Street from 5 to 7. Good place to go after work. And on the 18th, Rabbit Hole Distilling is doing a tasting from 5 to 7.
Cool, I haven't heard of those guys.
Yeah, me neither.
Locals?
So I don't know. I'll have to find out about that. They just sent me a text. And
sounds like we'll have to go.
Yeah, there's one way to find out. Meet us at Willoughby's on the 18th from 5 to 7. And Rabbit Hole Distilling will be doing some pouring. I'm going to guess it's whiskey.
All right, we are back. We got to wrap up. We're out of time. I want to thank, of course, Mark Carpenter.
Thank you very much. I hope we have as good of beers next week.
We always do, don't we?
Well, I can
we
always
do.
Drop
We've
some off
lucky,
if you want.
Yeah. Well, we're in a great area for beer.
And Herlinda, of course, and Anthony from the great Seismic Brewing.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming
in. Thanks for having me in. I just want to do a quick shout out to Piggy Smalls, the Seismic mascot. It's a pig. That was for you, Andy.
Piggy Smalls.
Oh, yeah. Check our website. You'll see a picture of Piggy.
Yeah, okay, cool. Piggy.
And it's seismicbrewing.com. Check them out. They're doing all these great craft beer dinners all over, like tomorrow night at the Schultz Museum and a lot more. Thanks, kids. Great to
Thank
see you.
Bye.